From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The city of Kirkuk and its oil fields changed hands today. Loyalists to Saddam Hussein withdrew this morning from Kirkuk, the largest city in northern Iraq, as thousands of Kurdish militia fighters poured into the city from their bases in Kurdish-controlled territory. Residents of the strategic oil city took to the streets in wild celebration. NPR's Ivan Watson was there and has this report.
Yesterday it was Baghdad, today Kirkuk. Within hours of the sudden departure of Saddam Hussein's loyalists, a crowd of residents joined by Kurdish militia fighters worked together to tear down a 20-foot-tall statue of Iraq's former president. Many here had clearly been hoping for this moment, and yet this student named Ralph Costello still couldn't believe the speed of the Iraqi army's defeat.
Did you think it could happen this quickly?
No. I always used to tell my mom, oh, it will take months for sure. She says, no, it was days. My father used to say weeks. There was a debate always in the house. No, it really amazed us.
After withstanding weeks of American airstrikes, Iraq's northern front seemed to crumble overnight, leaving the country's largest northern city open to a relatively small contingent of U.S. troops, accompanied by thousands of lightly armed Kurdish guerrillas. Still, the victory didn't come without a fight. This Special Forces soldier says he fought a three-hour battle last night against Iraqi troops to the west of the city.
You know, with Baghdad fallen, I would have assumed that you would have seen capitulation elsewhere, but so I was kind of surprised. They did put up a pretty stiff fight, at least for a little while, and then I think once they realized that the momentum was coming.
By mid-morning, residents said Ba'ath Party members and army officers had all fled the city. For many here, that was cause for celebration.
Welcome here in Kirkuk.
Thank you. What are you doing today?
We are very happy. We don't know what we can do. We are cheering up, celebrating.
Locals raced around town in taxis, honking their horns. They were joined by Kurdish militia fighters who poured down from the hills, firing their weapons into the air in celebration. It wasn't long before some of the mob began looting. The scene at this bottling company, said to be owned by one of Saddam's sons, was one of anarchy. Amid the children smashing bottles and windows, walked one veiled woman who carried a porcelain sink on her shoulders to her car. The fall of Kirkuk also sparked alarm in Turkey, which has a restive Kurdish population of its own and is anxious about the possible creation of a Kurdish state. In the past, Turkey has warned that if Kurds moved on Kirkuk and its valuable oil fields, Turkish troops might enter northern Iraq. Tonight at sunset, roads into the city were clogged with hundreds of cars full of Kurds eager to see Kirkuk. They had to make way for long convoys of Humvees loaded with American paratroopers who began setting up a perimeter around the city. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kirkuk, Iraq.